welcome to today's podcast. My name is Jay over here at AWeber, and I'm joined by Rebecca.
Hey, guys.
And Andrew.
Hello there.
And today, we're going to be talking about Google+. Okay, so Google+ is one of the newer social media sharing sites. Kind of similar to a Facebook and a Twitter, content manager, kind of all in one. But for people who may not be really sure about what it is, let's talk a little bit about what Google Plus is and how it compares to more popular services that people might be more aware of, like a Facebook or Twitter.
Right. Well, like Facebook, it's really easy to post updates, share any kind of content you want. They both have photo sharing capacities. You can check in different venues. Facebook uses Places check in, and Google has its own kind of geolocation. They both have the ongoing stream. The Facebook has the news feed, and Google has the stream where you can see all the updates from everyone you're connected with.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't used Google Plus too much, but I've been in there. I've been adding people to wonderful little circles. I noticed it looks a lot like Facebook, like very, very much like a Facebook wall. How is it different from a Facebook wall?
Well, the one main feature that Google Plus has, or that Google Plus makes really easy, I should say, because I've heard tales that you can do the same thing in Facebook, but I for one have not really figured out how to do this myself. Google Plus makes it really easy to categorize your friends into different circles. For instance, you know, like you have your friends, you have your family, you have your work buddies, you have your college buddies, and maybe when you post a status update, you don't want to share all the same information with the same people. If you were out partying with the guys, you know, you might not want your boss to know about that. So you can easily target which people get to see which status updates. And Google Plus makes it really easy, really intuitive to do that. Whereas Facebook, I think there's some way hidden in there somewhere that you can do that, but I haven't found it, so.
Yeah, with Facebook, when you log in, you're presented with your activity stream, which is something like the stream in Google Plus, but this is basically from everybody that anything has happened. So if someone uploads a picture or comments on this or likes that, that all appears within this activity stream, which I believe by default is organized chronologically, but you can also organize it by how much activity a particular thing has seen. So if a lot of people like something or a lot of people comment on it, that will rise to the top. With Google Plus, it's kind of similar, but you won't be seeing everything that everybody posts because, like what Rebecca said, you can target. You can say, like, I really only want my friends to see this. So even though I have this person in a circle and they have me in a circle, if the criteria doesn't match for how they are delivering that message, then I won't see it. They never get the opportunity to see that. There is no Google equivalent to a Facebook wall, like a personal wall. It's just kind of you have your stream, and then you can have like a private message directed at you.
You can tag people to kind of get their attention, but you can't actually like if you want to say happy birthday to somebody, you can't like post it on their wall per se, or like in their profile. There's no place in people's profiles where you can go ahead and do that.
And I got to say, on the same note to the intuitive and easy, first impressions I got from Google Plus was it looked a heck of a lot better than a Facebook wall. It looked a lot better than the Facebook interface. Seeing that Facebook changes it every 5 or 6 days also, it seemed a little bit more intuitive, easy to use.
It's true.
Speaking of how we were talking about like putting it in streams and there are no walls, another comparable service, Twitter. How would Google Plus compare to something like Twitter?
I think in the sense of being able to categorize people, Twitter has the lists that you can put together, and you can choose to view either the entire stream of like every Twitter user ever, or you can view your own stream of the Twitter users that you follow, or you can categorize the people you follow into certain lists and just choose to read like one or two of those lists if you want. And then Google Plus has the same capacity to do that. Along the sidebar, you'll see there's a link for your stream, and then under that link for the stream are actually the names of all the circles you have, and you can click on the name of whatever circle you want to see content from. So if you're planning a family reunion and you only want to see the update from your family members on that, then you can click on the click on your family circle, and then it'll only show you updates from your family.
Now, does it work the same with if you want to send information out to a stream? Do you click on the circle, or do only people following you in the circle get what you send out or what you put on your stream or wall or what have you.
When you post an update in the status update box, I guess you could call it, Google does give you an option to choose who you want to share your update with. Like, they have like all the circles listed there. I think there's also a list of like people that you recently tagged. You can type in somebody's name with a plus in front of it, like the @ functionality on Twitter, or Facebook has a way to tag as well.
All right. Now, are there any other services that either of you have come across that are comparable? Any other services that you want to compare to Google Plus? And one of the biggest reasons I wanted to do a comparison was because it is so new. And for people who might not be sure what it is, it's probably easiest to describe it through comparisons.
With something like Facebook, where it has all sorts of things built in, Facebook can be described as more of a hub. But then you have these other social networks that allow you to do one thing but do it really well. So something like Flickr is good for sharing photos and organizing them and doing stuff like that. But that's something that Facebook does, but that's part of the Facebook package. And the same thing with something like Foursquare, where it's mainly an app that allows you, a service that allows you to check into different places, and you earn badges and kind of cool stuff based on how you check into places, how often, where, and when. So there are a lot of other smaller services that do a lot of the same things, but nothing that compares like directly to it. So aside from Facebook, I would say, is its closest point of comparison. Everything else, there are pieces and fragments of it, but not really a full comparison there.
It's kind of a mix between a social network and you've got some social bookmarking features going on there. You're searching something in Google, you'll, like, you know, I'm sure everyone's noticed by now the little plus one buttons between each search result. You can plus one something, it'll save it to your profile. So, and you can easily share content from your searches, your stream, show it to your friends, show them what you're reading, what you're looking for, what your interests are.
Now, on that same note, Google Plus, at least I've heard from other people, that it's really good for kind of sharing content. It's not just good for posting statuses and things you'd think traditionally for social media, but it's really good for sharing content like you were just mentioning. So let's focus a little bit on Google Plus itself and some different functions and features that it has. Any features that have stood out to either of you?
Google Plus kind of fills a slightly different niche than Facebook does. Facebook is about sharing your life, sharing yourself, you know, and keeping tabs on what's going on with everybody else. You know, it's kind of like founded on this like social voyeurism. You know, like you log into Facebook and you want to see who's dating who and who's talking to who and who went to the party last night and all that. You know, that's the whole foundation of Facebook. So you share yourself, you share your life on Facebook, and Google Plus makes it really, really easy to share the web. Articles you're reading right now, you know, you're searching for something and an article catches your eye, you can plus one that and it shares it on your profile. There's no character limit to an update on Google Plus, so you can post a whole blog post in there if you want. You know, I know I followed Tom from MySpace, and he always posts really interesting things, and he has really, really, really long updates. He's posted several blog articles on there himself. So
I think Tom's happy that MySpace was just mentioned.
Hey, I do what I can.
That's true. They're going to get a huge boost in traffic. What is a MySpace?
Well, an important question on everybody's mind for content sharing: will there be lolcats?
There already are.
Oh, okay.
It's completely...
I'm sure everybody's asking about that.
It's the first thing. You know, like, it used to be when a programmer wrote their first program, it would be Hello World. But now that's gone. It's now a lolcat that appears. It's the first thing. Like, Icon has cheeseburger.
One day the internet will be measured in cats.
Sure.
Probably.
I think it is already, actually. It could be.
It's a series of tubes and how many cats you can fit in each tube.
Cat metrics.
Right. Yeah. So it's good.
Now, I know that I've seen... when I'm looking at, like, the Google Plus page, the Sparks, and I know we were talking about this the other day, and I'm looking through it, and I say, what the heck are Sparks?
Sparks actually reminds me a lot of StumbleUpon. It's kind of search, and this is another place where the sort of social bookmarking functionality comes in. You click on the Sparks link in your sidebar, and it pulls up a search bar, prompts you to type in whatever you're interested in. So say you're... say you love music a lot, so you type in music. Google will pull a whole bunch of results from blogs and like the entertainment magazines, fun, entertaining content that you can read and share with other people. You can save your searches, and only you can see what your Spark's interests are. That's not like what you've been searching for isn't revealed to anybody else. You can save those searches to refer to them later, and Google will have refreshed content for you. It's a little bit like an RSS,
yep,
in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Except instead of following a single blog, you're following several sites. Google does all the hard work for you.
And it makes it easier to share some of that content that
you've
been searching for.
Very much, yeah. You might end up coming across some like great music site that you never knew was there before.
I haven't seen this verified, but that also might be partially curated by how many people actually plus one something. So if there is an article or a blog that is very music-centric, it might not be Spin or Rolling Stone, but maybe it's just like an indie publication. If a lot of people plus one that, I feel like that might help with the curation of some of these, where you actually get the news from. There's something at play there where they're changing their algorithm around, whether it's based on plus ones or they've just refined it in such a way. The results that you get for any given search or Spark, they're really quite accurate.
Another thing that stands out when I think of Google Plus, and I know it's something that they kind of pushed with it, not necessarily pushed, but talked about a lot with it, was Google Plus Circles. I know we talked a little bit about kind of segmenting and sending things out to just those circles. Can you describe what those circles are and how somebody might use them?
This is one point where you might want to think about adding this into your email marketing mix or your content marketing mix. Circles make it really easy to target content. You can find your email subscribers if they use Gmail. Say if they have a profile set up, you know, you can go ahead and see what some of their interests are, maybe their location. You could build circles around some of those, maybe the industry they work in, or maybe some of the sites that they plus one'd recently, or something related to the content that you're trying to send out. You can build circles based on maybe some of the criteria that you're already segmenting on in your email campaign. When you're sending out a new broadcast and you have that archived on your site, you could post a link to that and share it with select circles who you think would be really interested in reading your content.
And actually, one thing I want to mention that you kind of mentioned there, that as long as they have a Gmail account, one thing I know that we discovered was that in order for somebody to get onto your circle, they do have to have a Gmail account. So not necessarily an obstacle, but it is one extra thing somebody has to do in order to follow you through your Google Plus stream account wall. I still don't know what to call it.
One other obstacle that you might have, just, I mean, temporarily for the time being, is that it is still invite only. It is a closed program still. If you have a Google Plus account right now, I believe you have like 150 invites or something.
Yeah, opening it up to a much wider group of people now.
So there are based on recent numbers, I believe there's 20 million or so people on there currently. That's one other possible stumbling block, but something that I believe they will probably open up very, very soon.
Something else to keep in mind if you're thinking about using circles to target your content to some of your followers. Circles work both ways. You can follow somebody by circling them, but they have the option of not following you back. So if you're, I know there's a bunch of people who have circled me, and I just, you know, like after looking at some of the stuff they're sharing, I'm just not interested. I haven't followed them back. I don't see any of their updates. People who are following you who you don't follow in return end up in a separate place in your stream. It's called incoming. And I know for myself, I never check that stream, and I never look at that. So it's a good reminder to make sure that if you're circling somebody with the intent of adding Google Plus to your content marketing plan, make sure that you're sending really engaging, interesting content that will make them want to follow you back.
Now this is the part that sounds, or at least sounds to me, a lot like how Twitter works with the following, and you can follow somebody, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to follow you back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's an interesting dynamic. I use Twitter a lot, and I really like it to be a very curated experience. Beyond friends, if I'm following someone, it's because I'm genuinely interested in what they have to say, and I believe that we could strike up a dialogue at some point on some of the points that either myself or that person talks about. I also do the Twitter list thing, but I might be like an edge case here where you don't have to follow somebody to put them in a list. Like if I were to put you in a list, Jay, I don't have to be following you. As long as I go to that list, your updates will appear. So I don't count as a follower of yours, but I still get to see your updates. So I will do that with like brands and maybe applications where I have a list for applications and it talks about maybe updates for that application or any changes that they're going to be making. The same thing with brands. Like I don't necessarily want to follow. I don't want all of the brand info to appear in my mainstream, but I am interested in it. So I'll put it over here in this list and check it at my convenience. The most important stuff goes on this main list or circle in the case of Google Plus, and then everything else kind of is organized in a very meticulous way, at least in my case. That's actually one similarity between Twitter and Google Plus that I really, really like, that I can make it as specific as I need it to be.
So make sure that you're sending interesting stuff that people want to read and pay attention to.
Yeah, otherwise, incoming, that's it. No follow, you're in incoming.
Now, obviously, we do email marketing here at AWeber, so we got to fit this in here somehow. You talked about, Rebecca, you talked about segmenting and possibly getting out things like your broadcast archive or something like that. Is there any other way you could tie in Google Plus with your email marketing?
Another way that I think you might be able to integrate the two is taking advantage of the Sparks feature that we mentioned earlier. If you put a little bit of SEO into your broadcasts, when they go into your archive, Google actually searches those and you know can pull content from there and could make it into the Sparks features. Another thing you probably noticed, like when you log into your Gmail account or when you're using Google Search or if you're using Google Docs or any other Google product, there's a toolbar over top. It has a link to your profile in there. There's also a little status update box that you can click on and you can share content from whatever Google product you're using. If you're in your Gmail inbox, for example, and you come across an email that has some really interesting information in it, you can copy and paste that like directly from your Gmail inbox and post it into your stream without ever having to leave Gmail. You can just do it right from the toolbar across the top. If you're really focusing on producing like really shareable, engaging, interesting content in your emails, you know, people are gonna be able to share that right from there.
Another thing that I even had thought of when I was looking at Google Plus and thinking about email marketing was using hosted web forms. I mean, you want to build your list through as many different avenues as possible. Another great way to do that is put a hosted web form on there, because not necessarily everybody that you're going to be circling or circling you is going to be part of your email list, so you always want to give them a chance to join you as well.
And as far as ease of use goes, just add the plus one button to whatever you're doing. People already add the like button from Facebook and the tweet this button from Twitter, and the process of installing the plus one button is literally two steps. It's just as simple. You copy and paste a small piece of code. It would be as easy as installing a web form for AWeber, where you just take this piece of JavaScript, put it where you want it to go on your site, and then it appears and you don't ever have to worry about it. The same thing is true with this plus one button. You just copy a little piece of JavaScript, paste it on your page, or in this case, probably within a broadcast or a follow-up, something along those lines, and that carries over into your broadcast archive once it's there. And then, once Google indexes it, then people can continue to plus one it, and you would possibly appear in things like Sparks or just be shared much more.
Yeah, getting more mileage out of your...
Pretty much, yeah. You'd think like, oh, I sent it and now this email campaign is done and over with and now I have to move on to the next thing. But it could very well be that later on it picks up a little bit more traction just because of these social sharing features that you've enabled, whether that's liking it on Facebook or sharing it on Google Plus.
One other thing I want to talk about feature-wise with Google Plus is Hangouts. I have no idea what these are. So please enlighten me. Are these chat rooms? Please don't tell me chat rooms are coming back.
They actually just added something really cool to that today where, well, it was either today or yesterday, but I had read about it earlier, where just on YouTube right now, they've added a link where you can start a hangout with whatever YouTube video you're currently watching. So basically what this is, it's a video chat room almost, where you use a webcam-enabled computer and you're able to start this hangout, and then anybody in your circles, like, I don't even know if they have to be in your circles, can join this hangout, and you can share documents or watch a video collaboratively, something along those lines, and just kind of hang out. It's basically hanging out with your friends without actually being there. So if you have somebody that lives far away or something along those lines, you kind of get that human experience, I'd say.
It's a YouTube party. It's an online YouTube party.
It pretty much is. Like, you could just fire up whatever your favorite YouTube video is. I mean, I'm sure you could probably use it for work purposes, too, if you were...
If you wanted
to do something like that, you could, you know, if you were, in my case, editing a video and you wanted some review of it, you would put it on YouTube, start the hangout with the video, and then allow maybe like a client or fellow editor or something like that to take a look and give feedback. And it's instant. It plays in real time, and you're both watching the exact same thing. So in certain respects, there are really cool applications you can do with it. But for the time being, it's actually just really neat to be able to video conference with, I think it's up to eight or ten friends.
Ten people.
So simultaneously, too. There was no like noticeable lag at all. So it was quite good.
But yeah, basically you fire up your webcam and you can choose which circles you want to video chat with, and then up to 10 people from those circles can join you. You can make it public too, I think. There was a politician recently, and escapes me at the moment who it was, but he actually hung out with a number of his constituents for like an hour and invited their questions, comments, critiques, whatever, and he answered, you know, whatever they had to say. And
I know there's one thing I want to add, but I'll save it for last. No,
I don't know anything. And it's
not what you think. Well, fine.
Awesome.
We'll do this first. Rebecca, we'll start with you. What are your predictions for Google Plus? Where do you see Google Plus in 5 months?
In 5 months, I think it'll still be around. I mean, I might be a little optimistic and a little bit of a Google fangirl, but you know, I think though that Google Plus kind of fills a different niche than Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is for sharing yourself. Twitter is for sharing your thoughts, and Google Plus is for sharing the web. So I think because it does kind of fill that extra little niche, I think it'll still be around. It'll be more of the content sharing network rather than the self sharing network.
Andrew, 5 months. Where do you see Google Plus?
I feel like if there's any company capable enough to take on Facebook, it would be Google. And if they continue at their current rate and actually open the service up, like much like Facebook did when they first started, it was very closed, schools only, you needed a .edu email address, but eventually it rolled out, and that's when it started to explode, was when anybody could sign up. So I feel like if Google paces itself and it does the right thing, it could be probably on par with Facebook, given enough time, not in 5 months, maybe 6 to 12, something along those lines. But I feel like it's proven itself to be pretty viable at this point. Otherwise, people would have dropped it by now, because, you know, in this kind of industry that we're in, people that are on there right now are power users, and they ultimately kind of determine how things like this are going to go. So if it's working for them and they're all saying, that's so easy and I really enjoy this, then I think that will trickle down to your normal user, your casual user, friends and family and things like that. And I see it being pretty huge in 5 months.
And as the resident cynic, I promised I would not be cynical about this. So I'm going to give the good impression first. I feel that in 5 months, it's going to stick around, but I feel it's going to be relegated towards more of the power users. I don't know if I'm just seeing foreshadowing from what we saw with Google Wave, but that's how I have a feeling that the direction it's going to take. I hope it goes better because I like Google. And I just see it as going to be more of a power user thing, and possibly a niche, Rebecca, like you said. Not necessarily taking over Facebook, but maybe just fitting in its own little piece.
Now tell them what you really said.
Yeah.
Okay, I also said that there's also the possibility that the dark side of that is it could be in 5 months that we never hear of Google Plus again, and it goes the way of Google Wave.
Right.
I only really said that because of my experience with Google Wave.
But we've got the date circled on the calendar.
Date circled on the calendar. We're going to do a follow-up podcast to see how right or wrong I was.
Yes. And then we'll laugh in your faces.
It'll be redemption. Or not
or
for
not.
You.
We'll see what happens.
Very likely not.
We'll see. So you make sure you tune in for that. So our takeaways today are Google Plus is intuitive. It's great for sharing content. And you're sticking it to Mark Zuckerberg.
And what more could you ask for, really?
Really? It's true. So, again, this is Over Here A. Weber. I'm Jay.
Rebecca.
And Andrew.
Thanks for listening, and everybody have a great day.